being Ghanaian is advanced citizenship. You have to want it. Because what plays an integral part of who we are as Ghanaians is our culture, our norm, and as you say, a tradition so diverse, and yet it brings you out as a man in spite of chaos, you're calm. And that's what we expect to happen. True leadership is being able to accommodate an opponent, an advocate, speaking on top of his voice, things that you will take 3 years to say in 3 minutes, and yet you say, this is my brother. We are competing. That's all that it is. It never goes beyond the line of that.
Recently, there was a by-election in Ayawaso, West Wagon, part of the place that you rule over. People are expressing concern that there could be a repeat as the overlord of the gas state. What do you tell those who have something to do with this in order to ensure that your state remains peaceful?
I think to the candidates, especially the parliamentary candidates, it's incumbent on them to advise their supporters to keep calm. I think after they vote, they should leave the rest of the job to the Electoral Commission, to the security agencies. The security agencies, I think, is also the onus is on them to keep the peace and make sure that people behave in proper conduct. And then to the Electoral Commission, we want a peaceful election.
Your Majesty, you know, during election time, there are rumors, there are suspicions. The umpire usually gets the blame for being biased towards one against the other. People express skepticism and sometimes suspicions.
What is important is us. I think that it's important that we realize that it is not an individual interest. It's a corporate goal that we as Ghanaians go through before, during, and after these elections very peacefully. And that should be the mark and prime beyond everything else.
What should be the expectations of Ghanaians as they go to the polls to choose, A, their president, or two, to choose their representatives by way of lawmakers to help in building the country up?
What should be the expectation?
Yes.
I think they should expect nothing but how Ghana has always run its elections. By all means, there will be a few flashes here and there because, like you say, there will be suspicion, there will be mistrust, people will be skeptical about the number of issues. But all in all, I think that we are God-fearing people, and it is up to us to keep the faith and keep calm and allow the agencies and then the Electoral Commission mandated to do this job, to do their task. And I think after that, we would have no fear but a free and fair election. Yes. That should be the expectation, really.